Are you afraid of failure? Have you ever been afraid to do something you're good at after failing once? Growing up in Brooklyn, summertime was my favorite time of year. Staying in the house was not an option according to my mother. Whether it was riding my bike, playing basketball in the park, or exploring the city, I was outside every day enjoying my childhood. Now, imagine one unavoidable event being the sole reason you avoid one of your favorite activities. Yeah, I was scared back then. Every time I hear the gears of a bike, I'm reminded of the incident that scarred me for years. A regular summer day in August turned into a day I'd never forget. Whenever I rode my bike, my mom always had one rule. As long as I can see you, you can ride as fast and as far as you want. For some reason, this day, that one rule absolutely slipped my mind. As we were on our way home, the sun was beginning to go down. I wanted to feel the wind on my face, so I decided to pedal faster and further away from my mom. Of course, as a result, my mom yelled out for me to slow down. I didn't really fully hear her, so without a thought, I looked back, absolutely forgetting that I was riding a bike. Now, as I turned back around, I came face to face with a metal pole. Ouch, right? I collided with the pole so hard that a brown mark inside my right eye was left. As I laid on the ground in pain, I could hear the wheels and gears of my bike spinning. I vowed to never ride a bike again. In my mind, there was no way I was ever going to experience that pain again. Thus, my fear of bikes was born. 3 years after that incident, I had no choice but to overcome my fear. I was spending some time with my cousins in Canada, and they suggested we go chill around the neighborhood. We had two bikes and two skateboards. I wasn't comfortable skateboarding, and I definitely was not going to be the only one walking or running. Plus, I didn't want to let my cousins know that I had an ongoing fear of riding a bike. I didn't want them to look at me like I was some kind of wimp. So I was left with two choices. Either tell them I was afraid and be the laughingstock of the day, or tackle my fear head on and jump on a bike. Of course, I decided to go with the latter. During the first couple of minutes, I was wobbly and able to keep up. Eventually, I got back into the rhythm and I was able to keep up while enjoying the scenery of suburban Canada. Currently, I don't ride bikes often. However, when I have the chance to do it, it doesn't feel like my heart wants to jump out of my chest anymore. I'm glad I was able to overcome the trauma of that incident. Sometimes unexpected events happen, or you fail at something you usually excel at. But don't let one bad event or failure stop you from doing something you enjoy.